Hey, how's it going? This is a very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. Welcome to the Toncast, the podcast where the very special guest is always the same, while the host is different. But a lot of times there is no host. Cause why? Cause I got stuff to do. I'm lazy. But I'm busy at the same time. So I don't go the extra mile to get a host for this podcast. Because I'm lazy. But I had to drive around. I had to drive around Los Angeles and try to get jobs. All week. It's been a week of driving around. And right now, just the very fact that I'm sitting down and talking to you, you should count yourself lucky. Because honestly, what I want to do right now is not this. I don't even want to do this. I was watching that movie, that old movie with Sean Penn, you know, that guy. And Ed Harris and Gary Oldman, called State of Grace. It's about the Irish mob in New York. I was watching that. But then my son came home and I had to turn it off because it's not appropriate for children. But I only had like 15 minutes left and I gotta watch the end. I mean, I've already seen it and I know how it ends, but I need to feel closure on my most recent viewing of State of Grace, which is a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, you should look at it. But I'd rather be watching that right now. But instead, I was like, you know what? I got to sit down and do the Toncast. I mean, it's time. It's time for me to do the Toncast. So I've been driving around a lot. You know, it's the time of year where I drive around a lot to doctors, too, you know, because I'm old and I have to go to doctors around my birthday. And my birthday was almost 2 weeks ago. So I've been driving around going to doctors, getting checkups, upper endoscopies, blood tests, all that. And then I've also had it's been very busy with commercial auditions. I've been driving around to commercials. Haven't booked any, which makes it feel like a waste of time. But, you know, you don't get anything if you don't show up. So I went. So I haven't really had time to, you know, reach out and get some hosts in, but I swear I'm going to do that. Any day now, I'm going to try to do that, but maybe not maybe it'll be a couple weeks, but maybe it'll happen. I don't know. I can't guarantee. This is just a dumb free podcast with a jackass who talks. So what difference does it make if there's somebody else here or not? What are we going to talk about this week? I mean, that one of the hard things about trying to do a podcast every week that's about me is, I've really kind of run out of stuff without being repetitive, you know, to complain about. Cause that's really what podcasts are, is people complaining about stuff. Sometimes they call it comedy. And they'll make jokes about the stuff they're complaining about. And other times, you know, it'll be about pop culture. And they complain about pop culture. Other times it's about sports. And they'll complain about sports. The only ones where they don't complain really or like completely are ones about sex. But a lot of times they still complain about elements of sex. But then they celebrate sex at the same time. I mean, I guess the sports one, they celebrate sports. But they complain a lot and make jokes about athletes being inappropriate and such. But this is not about anything except me. That's why it's easier when there's a host, you know, because a host will ask me questions and I can just think of answers. And that way I don't have to come up with anything to talk on my own. But when I'm by myself, I have to come up with stuff to talk about. So, and it's hard because, quite frankly, I'm tired of talking about myself. I used to go to therapy for a while and I stopped going because I started finding it fucking boring. as bored of myself. And some people will say, I don't know, there was someone famous who once said there's no such thing as boredom, only fear. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. It's not that I wasn't digging there. It wasn't that I got bored because I wasn't digging deeper. It's just that there's such a thing as a person who's not that deep. I don't run. My waters are, well, one, they're still and stagnant and insects breed in them. But also, my waters are not, they're not deep. They don't run deep. It's shallow. It's right, the surface, you see what's there on the surface of my waters. That's it. That's all it is. And a lot of people say, well, you're full of shit. You're just not dealing with your real situation. You're not hassling with your deep emotional problems stemming from your childhood. But the truth is, I mean, I can tell you all the problems that I had as a child. They weren't that many. I mean, the biggest one is being raised Catholic. That's the biggest thing that I contend with. And it's a drag. But other than that, you know, my parents were nice. They took care of me. I mean, if anything, they set like a really high bar for me as a parent, and I'd like to be a lot worse, but because of them, I try to be a good parent. You know, if it wasn't for them, if I had had bad parents, I might be a bad parent too. Cause you know, that's the bar that was set, and I'm a naturally lazy person. So anyway, what are we talking about? Okay. You know what? Let's go over some stuff that you guys, cause the thing about my life is it's so weird. You're not going to relate to it at all. There's no, you know, I can tell you about my auditions, you know, well, most of the time I can't because I have to sign non-disclosure agreements. So I'd have to talk in such general terms that you wouldn't understand what I was talking about. And anyway, like auditioning, you know, acting probably sounds exotic, but when you're inside of it, it really isn't that exotic. I mean, it can be fun when you get the work, but the whole audition situation, I mean, auditions can be fun if you let them be fun, but they're also nerve wracking, you know, but to talk about them, it's just like, I've talked about them so many times, and I'm sure I'll talk about them again eventually when I have a host who asks me questions about, but I'm worried that you would get bored hearing, cause mostly what it is me driving around. Yeah. I mean, I got to look at sides and prepare them and make choices about what I'm going to do and all that, but, and then go in and not screw up. But that's not like, that's just, it's the same story. I mean, if I had like a weird audition story, like if you buy my book, Don't Act 101 Reasons Why You Shouldn't, which is available on Amazon, both hard copy and Kindle edition, you'll hear a lot of funny audition stories. If one pops up, you know, like those, cause you know, in that book, I don't tell you about every single audition I've gone on. I just tell you about the really funny ones, you know, where my balls fell out or something. So that's a true story. You get the book, my balls fell out. But you know, I just regularly, it's not that interesting. You know, I prep, I prepare, I drive there, I go in, I do it. I either do a good job or I don't. I like to think usually I do a good job, but you know, nobody's perfect. And then I leave, and then they call me and tell me I got the job, or they don't. The larger percentage of the time, they don't. That's how it works. It's sort of a numbers game. The more auditions you get, the more jobs you get. Until you get to that next tier level, I don't know how that happens. I think you need to find a benefactor, like a rich person who falls in love with you. I'm probably going to start, you know, maybe swinging, you know, maybe my wife and I'll start, swinging. We'll go out to sex clubs and, try to meet rich people who are in the entertainment industry who want to have sex with us. And then I can sleep my way to the top, because going through, just the audition channels doesn't really seem to be working out. But who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Somebody's got to fall in love with you and put you on the show. And then the show has to be a hit. And then people know your name. And then you've got a better career. But as it stands right now, I drive around, I pound the pavement the way I've been doing for 17, 18 years now. And that's, how it goes. And then I do my little things on the side. like the podcasts that I do and storytelling shows and web series and all that stuff. But that, you know what? It's boring talk. Let's talk about maybe something we can relate to. I mean, how are you going to relate to any of that? Because most of you probably don't do web series or podcasts or anything like that. I mean, maybe a lot of you do podcasts. Everybody does podcasts. So you probably have a podcast, but you probably don't have a web series. Or maybe you do have a web series, but you probably don't run around auditioning. And if you're one of those people, okay, we'll get together and talk because you probably live here in Los Angeles and we can do that and you can host a show and then we can talk about it. But I want to talk about something, you know, that like everyone can relate to. You don't have to be an actor, to get what I'm talking about. By the way, you know, if I sound funny or if I get lispy or like smack my teeth too much with my tongue, it's because I have my denture in. Because I've been bad about keeping my denture in. I don't know if you're new to the podcast. I had my tooth pulled around Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna get it replaced. They're gonna jam a post in my gum and then put a fake tooth in there. But I have to wait till it heals completely inside my mouth, which takes a long time. And I have to keep a denture in there to keep my teeth from moving around so my bite doesn't get screwed up. So anyway, that's why I sound weird and I might swallow a lot and smack, and it's gross and awful. But there's nothing I can do. I gotta keep the thing in. I've been taking it out too much to go to auditions and stuff, and I don't want my teeth to move. So I gotta be good about the denture. I've been wearing the denture when shooting the Film Pigs web series that I do, where you know I'm on camera and we do sketches and act. And now I have the denture in when I do that. So I only take the denture out for money gigs. You got to pay me for my denture to come out, or at least dangle the carrot of a possible payment for it to come out in this situation where there's an audition involved. Anyway, so what's been going on in the world? Well, the other night was the State of the Union address. Did you watch that? I didn't watch it. Although I did, actually I did, I saw part of it. I was in a bar in Sherman Oaks called The Cork. It's a bar, a lounge in the back of a diner called Corky's. And you go back there and they have beer and booze and stuff. And you can often, when I'm producing the Film Pigs web series, you can often find me there on Tuesday nights with the other Film Pigs, because we swing there after for a beer or two and shoot the shit. So the State of the Union, well, it wasn't live at the time, but they were repeating it on MSNBC, which was on one of the big TVs. But the sound wasn't on, but it was subtitled. They couldn't put the sound on because there was a band. They had a band. It's like a folk rock outfit. Very young, beautiful, young, beautiful people in the band. Three boys and the lead singer and rhythm guitarist. It is a beautiful, young woman. The music I don't really relate to. They're very beautiful and fun to look at. But the music I don't relate to it. I think mostly because, you know, I'm old and they're young and beautiful and they don't have real problems. And I know beautiful people get mad, you know, when they say, you know, beautiful people have problems too. No, you don't. No, you don't. Especially not if you're young and beautiful. You haven't experienced fucking problems yet. I'm a 42-year-old man dealing with constant ailments and money trouble and frustrations, and I'm aware of my own mortality. Like sometimes I'll just be sitting on the couch and I'll just get this like panic attack and that I'm just going to die. I'm going to die. And it's I was talking to my friend the other night, he's my age, and he was like, yeah, that happens to me too. We just have weird panic attacks, like smelling our own mortality. When you're young, you don't feel that. You're like gonna live forever. I know I sound like an old man when I say that, because I remember when I was a kid and I heard old men say that. And it's fine. You can think I'm an old man. You're right. I'm an old man. It's true. But anyway, the point is the music, you know, I don't really relate to, because they really strike me as a group of people who haven't, you know, been through enough stuff to write music that I might latch onto. But I'm sure young people will enjoy it. But, you know, as old people, you can look at the pretty lead singer. If you're an old guy, you can look at the pretty lead singer and enjoy her. I got to qualify that. Heterosexual, old heterosexual guy. If you're an old gay guy, there's a whole – the three guys behind her are also gorgeous. And if you're a lady of either persuasion, obviously, you know, you've got something to look at there. So I don't want people not to go – because they think that they won't be able to relate to the music, because there's more there. I mean, everybody knows that music now is, you know, about good looks, you know? It's not about music, like on the Grammys. But before I get to the Grammys, let's talk about the State of the Union. So I didn't watch the whole thing, but I was reading a lot of the subtitles. It was hard to pay attention because there was the band, and the band also has a mandolin in it, and you don't hear mandolins often, can be very distracting. But I was reading the subtitles trying to get to the gist of what he was saying. And then I remember what I always remember whenever I do see a State of the Union address is that for the most part, these things are pointless. It's the president saying obvious things that I know about. And there's never, it's never any news. They don't, you know, drop a verbal, you know, bomb and change your world by saying we got to create jobs and we got to look at the environment and we got to cross bipartisan lines and come together and we got to respect our soldiers and we got to, it's the same thing every time. That's the State of the Union. It's fucking boring. That's the State of the Union. It's boring. Again, I'm not afraid of it. I think it's boring. But, you know, people get into it. It's an event, you know, like the Grammys. People got into that. They got into the Grammys. My wife recorded the Grammys. On the night of the Grammys, we were watching a movie. We weren't watching a movie. We watched a movie that afternoon because my son was at a play date. So we got to watch an R-rated movie in the middle of the day. And we turned it up really loud. We watched Riddick, which had Vin Diesel's and monsters. And I looked at Vin Diesel at one point and I said, damn, look at that guy's abs. They're amazing. And my wife said, yeah, but his tits are weird. That's a real exchange. Anyway, so we watched that. Oh, and then we watched this hockey movie called Goon, which I really love. I mean, Riddick was dumb, but fun. But, the Goon is a great comedy movie. I mean, it's kind of gory because it's about hockey goons, but you know, in a funny way. It's a very good it's my kind of comedy, because it's not, you know, a lot of times when they make hockey comedies, well, they don't make that many. I mean, I like Slapshot a lot, but when they make, you know, comedies, sports comedies, like, I don't know, like Dodgeball or whatever it was, you know, it's very over the top, broad. And it's not based in any kind of actual emotional reality. Whereas Goon is very, and Sean William Scott plays the lead character, the titular character. And, he's a sweet, dumb guy who's really good at beating people up and becomes a hockey goon. And he's very sweet and, heartbreaking. And it's a wonderful movie. I can't recommend Goon enough. You should see it. I was just actually talking about it on another podcast. Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films, which was posted, I think, yesterday. You should listen to that podcast. It's much longer than this. This is usually like a half hour to an hour, depending. If it's a half hour if it's just me, but it's an hour if it's with a host. That's generally how it goes. But Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films, we sit in front of a movie and talk. So it's usually a couple hours. And then, of course, there's also the Film Pigs podcast, which is usually an hour, maybe sometimes an hour 15. And that's just, talking about movies. But this podcast, just me talking about me. But anyway, so we watched those movies, and then my wife had a rehearsal. She's in this band called Punch the Clown. They're actually performing tomorrow night, which is January 31st. They're performing at 9:30, I think, at this place called Paladino's in Reseda, California. So if you live in the Los Angeles area, you should come out to that. It's the biggest dive bar in the world, and the band is raunchy and silly and fun. And my wife and the other backup singer, very sexy. So, you know, it's worth checking out. But that said, she had a rehearsal the other night, and she asked me to record the Grammys. I wasn't going to watch the Grammys. I'm not into award shows, but she asked me to record them, so I recorded them, you know. And then I watched some zombie movies or something. And then she watched them the next day while I was out at a writing group. I'm in a writing group, and we write stuff together. Well, we don't write it together. We write it on our own, and then we come together, and we talk about it. Anyway, yeah, I'm working on this novel and a pilot. I'm working on a pilot. I've never written a half-hour pilot before, so I thought I'd do it to see if, you know, I could write anything that would be, one, good, and two, marketable. So far, I think I've got it at good. The Grammys, though, my wife watched them, and she said, oh, you know, that there were some yacht rockers, because, you know, I like yacht rock. There were some yacht rock acts on the show, like Chicago. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I should look at it. And she didn't erase. She wanted me to see it, you know. So then I was home alone another night, and I looked at it. And, you know, the first thing is Beyonce and that other famous guy. And she looked good. I didn't key into her tunes at all, but she was doing a great, like, PG-13 stripper routine up there. I didn't mind that. She looked okay. But then I would have rather the guy hadn't come out. Who was it? DJ Spinney or whatever. If DJ Spinney had stayed off the stage and had just been Beyonce moving her buttocks and gyrating her hips and thrusting her breasts forward, and I gotta go to the bathroom. So I started going through it, and then I didn't really like any of it. And then Chicago came on, and Alan Thicke's kid, you know, the Growing Pains guy, has this kid who's got this hit song about blurry vision or something, and or doing cocaine or blurry cocaine. I can't remember. Anyway, he came out and he was singing with Chicago, and I was like, why are you here? We don't need another. It just should be Chicago. You don't need Alan Thicke's kid there with Chicago. I like Chicago by itself. I don't need to add to it. Just Saturday in the park must have been the 4th of July. That's all I need. Just Chicago doing that, and the horns going and the piano. I don't need it. Alan Thicke Jr. out there. Get him off and care for it. And then everyone's so pretty. What happened to ugly musicians? Could they bring them back? I mean, this is what I'm saying about the band in the Cork. I mean, if people like it, it's great. And they're beautiful. They're easy to look at. But I don't listen to music to, like, jack off, usually. But if I want to see pretty people, I don't know, look at porn or whatever. Go to the movies. I don't know. I don't need the musicians to be pretty. They should bring back ugly musicians, because ugly musicians made better music, you know? Like Tom Petty. Not easy on the eye. Like his catalog, his whole catalog of music I can listen to, you know? Why has everyone got to be so good looking? It should be about sound, not appearance. It's music. God Damn it. Anyway, so after the Chicago debacle, I stopped watching the Grammys. I gave up on that, but my wife liked it. She likes pop music. And that's the other problem. The Grammys, there's so much of it's pop music, hip hop, that sort of stuff. And I can listen to it, I guess, but I don't want to make a night of it. I don't want to spend 3.5 hours on that. That's too much. You know, if I go to a bar and someone puts it on a jukebox, okay, I'll listen to it. But I know that there'll be some, I don't know, Led Zeppelin or B.B. King or, I don't know, Chicago, for Christ's sake, coming up next. So it'll be fine. You know, put on some ZZ Top. I like ZZ Top. They got these crazy beards and they spin their guitars around and they're ugly and their videos are filled with strippers. It's ugly guys and strippers. This is my demographic. This is my thing. Ugly guys and strippers. Why does everyone have to be so good? Honestly, in movies, I wish they weren't so gorgeous all the time, too. You know, they used to be more regular looking. I mean, we came to think of them as incredibly handsome, you know, over time. And, you know, they were handsome enough, but they weren't just ludicrously gorgeous like they were spat out by some corporate factory, movie making factory. I don't know. It's too gorgeous. Like, I mean, you shouldn't have to take Christian Bale and put him in a bunch of makeup there, like, to make him look like a fat douchebag when there are real fat douchebags out there you can just hire and bring in and they'll look real and not like people are playing dress up, you know? I mean, that would be okay if it happened once in a while, but it's all, you know, every time they want ugly people, they take the pretty people and they make them look ugly. But there are the ugly people who are out there, ugly people like me, who are trying to get jobs, who could get the job. You could give me the job. You could give me the job, and you don't have to worry about so much makeup. You just put, you know, a little under the eyes so I don't look so tired, and you put stuff in my hair so it doesn't, you know, get wonky throughout the 12-hour day. You know, you just hire me instead of a pretty guy where he has to be in the makeup chair for 8 hours just to make him look like shit. And I walk in to the place ready to go. Ready to go. Looking like crap. This is what I'm saying. So anyway, watch the Grammys. So we've related on some important national events. We've related on State of the Union address and we've related on the Grammys. And that's huge. That's a big deal. So I'm glad, you know, I could also weigh in on the whole Bieber thing. But guess what? I don't give a fuck. Also, you know, you shouldn't either. What's coming up? Maybe next week I'll tell you what I do on Super Bowl Sunday, because everybody's got big plans for Super Bowl Sunday. I was invited to a Super Bowl party by some friends of ours, a woman and her boyfriend, and he's charming as well. They're both charming. And they're having a party together and they invited us, but we're not going to go. I've been to Super Bowl parties, but I never watched a game, you know, and I get bored usually the Super Bowl is pretty boring. It's usually a mismatched game anyway. So people lose interest after the first half, you know, and then you can have a conversation, but I get bored when people are actually, you know, watching the football, and I eat too many snacks and I get gassy. What we're doing is, we're going to go to, Universal, Studios theme park, because, my wife's a school teacher and she was gifted, three, passes to Universal. We wouldn't be doing this. We'd probably be going to the Super Bowl party if we didn't have free tickets, but we have free tickets. And what better day to go to an amusement park than Super Bowl Sunday, because nobody's ever out on Super Bowl Sunday. There are fewer people out on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year. Christmas. There are more people out on Christmas. You try to go to an amusement park on Christmas, pork. Amusement pork. I'd like to go to an amusement pork, please. I like amusement pork. that could have two meanings. You could be talking about amusing bacon or amusing sex. Sex is always amusing for me, even, you know, when it doesn't go well, it's still amusing. And I can say the same thing about bacon. No matter which way you look at pork, it's amusing. But anyway, if you go to an amusement park on Christmas Day, it's still going to be crowded. Disneyland's going to be crowded as fuck on that day because families don't want to sit around and look at each other and relate. They want to go to be distracted from each other by plastic and shit. So, but Super Bowl, you guys are all going to be either at your friend's house or at your favorite pub or sitting home in your living room with your family watching the Super Bowl. And everyone gets off on the commercials. They watch the commercials. They're so exciting because corporations have spent millions and millions of dollars on commercials. Like one Super Bowl commercial could fix the homeless problem in California. If instead of making a commercial, they just gave the money to homeless shelters, there'd be no more homeless. They'd all get houses. But it's important to sell, cars. So we're going to go to Universal. So, I'll tell you about, how that works out, next time, on the Toncast. It's like a cliffhanger ending. How exciting. You guys are so lucky that I'm in your life. Toncast.